Tribe skipper Tito Francona joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage. Great to have him with us. And Tito, you often hear managers in baseball or coaches in other sports say, I'll know when I'm done when that fire doesn't burn anymore. What keeps your fire burning? Man, your passion for the game of baseball.
This is all I've ever done. It's all I've ever wanted to do. You know, I didn't know I was going to be a major league manager, but I knew I wanted to stay in the game. You know, I was happy being Ken Maka's bench coach. You know, I like being in the game. I don't know what I'd do without it. I don't have any ambition to find out either.
Tito, every team has a unique identity, a unique personality. Now, it's still early here in Goodyear, but what do you foresee the 2019 identity or personality of the Tribe being?
You never know. I mean, obviously, we hope it's one of just guys that grind it, you know, just keep coming at you. And just whether we're winning or losing, just keep pounding at you and keep pounding at you. But we got to work to get there. And, you know, you want to have guys that are fiercely loyal to each other on the field. And that takes time also. It doesn't happen by accident. So we start to work on those things from day one.
New guys in this clubhouse, new faces in this organization. You're a clubhouse guy. How long does team chemistry take to form and to bond?
Sometimes never on some teams. We've all seen it. You know, just I laugh when, you know, a team will come out of the gate and they'll win 8 or 9 in a row and you hear, oh, man, we're different this year. I want to see the team that loses 7 or 8. See what they're saying, because when those teams handle that, those are the teams that have the chemistry to get better. It's easy when you're winning. When you're getting tested, that's when you find out.
Talk a little bit about some of the guys that were brought here during the offseason. We saw familiar faces leave, but who are you excited about that is now a part of this team?
Well, I mean, getting Carlos Santana back was really exciting for us. He had grown so much on us the last couple of years. So to get that familiar face back is really good. Jake Bowers is an exciting young player. You know, he's got, I think, 3 months in the major leagues, but there's some things in there to like. So we're excited about that. You know, bringing our entire rotation back, we're obviously excited about. We have to come up with some answers in our bullpen before we leave camp, and I think we will, but we've really got to bear down on that.
And I've talked to some of the guys in the bullpen. Competition is a good thing. It isn't necessarily a problem, correct?
Oh, no, I don't think it's a problem at all. Even if you brought the same names back every year, bullpens are different because they're so volatile. Our job is to find the next guy, not what he did before. And I thought our front office did a really good job of giving us some guys to have a competition, because we look out there and we see some guys with pretty good stuff, so we know we're going to have tough decisions to make.
And you build from the closer back. You got a great closer now in Brad Hand. What does it mean just to have him for a full season?
Having an anchor is huge. If you fight, and you get to the end and you don't have that guy there, it's really tough. He's one of the very best. He's durable. He'll take the ball. He's got really good stuff, and he's not scared.
Again, we're talking with Tito. Of course, you know the voice as the Tribe skipper joins us here as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage. Tito, we talked about the fact that teams have a unique identity or personality. Does each spring training also bring a uniqueness to it?
I think everything's different. I mean, you know, no team is ever going to be identical, nor should they be. You know, if people used to ask me all the time, the 04 Red Sox, you know, they were kind of a rowdy bunch. Well, the 07 team was a lot quieter. Every bit as good of baseball players. But if you try to be something you're not, it doesn't work. So as long as you're true to your own personality, regardless of how loud the decibel level is, it works. It just doesn't work the other way.
So what's the one or two questions that have to be answered before opening day?
Well, it's not just who goes with us. I know that that's important, hugely important. But it's plans B, C, D, and E also. If this goes wrong, where do we go? Do we have something here if this goes wrong? Because inevitably, we know we're not going to have 25 players the whole year. So trying to have an idea of what where we can plug holes when need be is just about as important.
And before we let you go, had a conversation earlier with Brad Mills, and we were talking about the continuity, the stability of the staff. How important is it to you to have a guy like Brad, to have Sandy, to have Mike Sarbaugh and those guys that have been with you through these wars?
This is our seventh year together. It's great because we doesn't mean we work less hard, but it's easier. We're all on the same page. We all know what's expected. And with Millsy, I could not, nor would I want to do this without Millsy. He gets here about 4:30 in the morning. He makes sure the day's organized. He stays here late. And it allows me, it frees me up to do some things with the players only because I know he's got it covered.
Millsy did tell me, though, that once in a while he'll offer a suggestion and you just give him a look that only you can give him.
Yeah, but saying that, he'll do it back to me, too. So he goes both ways, and it's good. I don't want somebody sitting there telling me how good I am. I need somebody there for checks and balances, and that's where I've known him for 40 years. He can tell me anything he wants. He knows that. And he doesn't have to pick his spots. He doesn't have to kind of walk on eggshells. We just go back and forth.
That must be a pretty stern look you give him, though.
It's probably just a quick look because I still know who would win if we started wrestling. I'd lose that one. So it's probably not quite as stern as he thinks.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Got it, man.
Thanks, Tito.
Okay.
Tribe skipper Tito Francona joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage.